Annalea Valli had many attempts at sobriety before she finally succeeded. Growing up, Valli's life was unstable, with a mother who struggled with her own addiction and father who died when she was 10. She bounced between foster care and Nez Perce children's homes and said she was introduced to drugs and alcohol as a teenager.
I guess I could just say like it was pretty much always around from childhood. The lifestyle itself, I mean, my mom and dad drank and used drugs. So it's from the time that I was a kid.
Eventually, she started using meth. After an arrest and jail time in 2018, Valli says she was desperate to get clean. She had a son who was 7 at the time. When she got out of jail, Valli enrolled in outpatient treatment. During her time there, she told one of the women in her group she had nowhere to stay. That woman offered an opening in her house in Lewiston. That house, Valli would learn, was an Oxford house, a type of sober living group. Unlike other sober houses, Oxford houses are maintained entirely by their residents. New members have to be voted in with at least 80% approval by current members and are expected to contribute financially and to household duties. They can be voted out if they're found to be or suspected of using drugs. Valli stayed in the Oxford house for a year and a half and is 3 years and 4 months sober today. She has regular visitations with her son, who lives with his grandparents. She's also Idaho's state outreach worker for Oxford House, which she credits for helping her reach long-term sobriety. Idaho Oxford Houses have an 87% abstinence rate, which is similar to the national average for the program. That's why Daryl Keim, director of the Latah Recovery Center, says his organization wants to add more. The center, which provides recovery resources and coaching, received $200,000 from the Latah County Commissioners in February to purchase a home. Keim says the board is hoping for the same amount from Moscow City Council, but felt they couldn't wait any longer. Last week, the owners of a property in northeast Moscow accepted their offer of $450,000.
We decided to take a leap of faith and put an offer on the place that we've been trying to get. They accepted it, so we're working out the deal. We're taking out a mortgage and dipping into our reserves to make it happen and hoping that the city comes through with at least some money.
Keim says the center hopes to close on the deal by May. If that happens, up to 10 people could live there as soon as June. The first Oxford house would be a men's facility with plans for a women's Oxford house in the future. I'm Rachel Sun.